Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
We're going with you first, Bob Kessler.
Okay, well, we know it's holiday season. We had Halloween. We have Thanksgiving coming up. You know, we had another holiday this week. Beaujolais Nouveau Day was yesterday. That is the new wine from the Beaujolais region of France. I don't know a lot about wine, by the way, but this is one thing I do pay attention to. So every year they release this new wine that was harvested this year and fermented this year. It's an everyday wine. It's usually $10 or $11 or $12 from the Beaujolais region of France. So it just came out yesterday, and it's a big party in a lot of the towns in that region. And thanks to clever marketing in the 80s, it's became a worldwide, maybe not phenomenon, but a worldwide thing. And I did see a picture of people in Japan bathing in it. So it's always an option there, too. But people mostly just drink it.
The Beaujolais...
Beaujolais Nouveau.
So it's white.
It's a red.
So they're bathing in red. You know what that red wine does to my teeth or to a sweater? I can't imagine what it does to your skin.
Yeah, that's right. But it's kind of a fun autumnal thing to do, and you really should drink it within the next 6 months.
Huh. Wild. What's your story, Kevin?
Well, this is exciting. Do you go to the Olive Garden ever, Lisa? Have you been to
Never.
The Olive Garden? I can't remember the last time I've been.
Not for like 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Bob, you an Olive Garden
I've
fan?
I've been to the
Good
Olive
stuff,
Garden.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah. Didn't they have the endless soup, salad, breadsticks? Mm-hmm. That's still a thing. Apparently, their cheese grater is, they sort of have a cult following for it. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I have been, and I would buy one of those.
Yeah, well, you can buy them. The kitchen tool can be found under the sides, sauces, and extras tab when ordering from Olive Garden. It's only $19.99. It comes with a cube of the restaurant's Romano cheese, according to the website. Sounds like a perfect holiday gift. And it's kind of like it's a handheld thing, and you kind of squeeze it, and it grates the cheese for you.
Yeah.
Which I guess they use it at the restaurant, but you can find it on their website when you're ordering. You can get the official Olive Garden cheese grater along with a cube of cheese at the Olive Garden website.
You know why I would do that? Because I was grating Parmesan. My friend Rose was in town from San Diego, 100% Sicilian, making us beautiful Italian food last weekend. I got stuck grating food or cheese, and then you know what happens.
Finger. Grate your skin, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Ugh. That hurts, and it takes a long time to heal.
Yeah.
That's awful. All right.
It's only $20 for the Olive Garden grater.
Well, I saw that.
Trip
and
to urgent care.
in food and wine, I'm looking up their top ones. They just use those old school graders like I did, and I don't like those anymore. So I'm on to that. I think that's a great gift idea. All right, Colin, hit her music.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Is this a scam or do people actually need them? What is with mouth guards lately? Everybody and their mother has a mouth guard.
I have to wear mine every night.
Okay. You're another person I just found out that
has a
mouth guard.
I had one. It was so uncomfortable. I couldn't.
Okay, so you got one too.
Yeah, because everyone grinds their teeth.
Anyone else on the show? I have one.
I wear those things that they straighten your teeth.
I have one too. My husband just got one. $450 later, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I guess I'm grinding my teeth. I'm like, okay. I guess I'm grinding my teeth. Everybody is clenching, grinding, snoring. I don't know what's going on, but man, the dentists are really making out.
Yeah, Bob Kessler and I both had Invisalign at the same time.
That's right, we did.
Yeah,
he was a straight A student. I failed. I'm like, I cannot do this anymore. But the one thing I did stick with was the nighttime Invisaligns, because that's really when I grind my teeth, and my teeth were shifting.
So wait, so what if you have to wear the Invisalign and the mouth guard?
Well, the Invisalign you're supposed to keep on 24 hours a day, and of course that did not work for me. So
yeah, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the mouth guard situation, I mean, they're pricey. And now we have two of them.
$400, compare that to Invisalign.
Invisalign was like $6,000.
Yeah.
What about
lot.
For you,
oh,
Bob?
I know.
About that,
Invisalign's crazy.
Yeah.
Too. But man, well, I hope whatever he's doing this stops it. I don't know, but I've just noticed. And then I was talking to my son. He's like, oh, yeah, I have one. I go, when did you get one? And then my daughter, I have one too. So I guess it like runs in the family.
I wonder if we're in a situation where the company that makes them giving a little kickbacks to all the dentists who sell them. Maybe they're like, hey, we'll have a big convention in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, write some orders up for these mouth guards. Follow the money, Mary. That's what I always say.
Check it out. Ask whoever your conversation you're having this weekend with someone if they have a mouth guard.
And Bob, the mouth guard they gave me after Invisalign, it's been a year and a half, and they're like, no, it lasts forever. There's no way. I just feel like I need a new one.
You need a fresh one, yeah.
Yeah, they say, and plus, you know, you're not supposed to really clean them. They said just rinse them off. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, they get nasty. It was so uncomfortable for me. Yeah.
I just didn't
have a good one.
I take my electric toothbrush, and I toothbrush the
That's
inside.
That's what I've been doing, brushing
it. Because otherwise, they're in your mouth all night. I don't want to put it back in unless it's been cleaned.
And another girlfriend I know, she has one too. She says she uses Polident once a week. Soaks it in that.
Oh,
overnight,
yeah.
Like a denture.
Somebody said, you're not kidding about those kickbacks, Lisa, to doctors. My wife worked in that field for years. I only know it because I knew a professional golf guy, PGA golf guy, and he was hired by a drug company to take brain surgeons to Hawaii for golf trips and help them improve their swing, all funded by the drug company, something that the brain surgeons were using, some tool, some device. And I was like, dear God, tell me that brain surgeons are not falling for this sales tactic. So follow the money, people. It always ends up where you don't want to see it go. All right, Bob Kessler has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.